You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. After hearing from girls in Oakland high schools about a culture of harassment, the question is, what's being done about it? Well, one person working to combat the problem is Nzinga Duga. She heads a program at OUSD called African American Girls Excellence. She helped craft the district's new sexual harassment policy, and she works with schools to create environments where girls are not only heard, but also feel safe. We caught up with Nzinga yesterday in her office. So we just heard from some African-American high school girls detailing their daily struggle with harassment. In your first 100 days in office, you did this listening tour and you went around the district kind of just listening to people, trying to determine what the issues are. Is this something you heard a lot?
Yeah, so when we did our listening tour for high schools, we focused on Skyline and McClymonds, and then we did some individual interviews of high school girls. But what was interesting to me was the similarity in stories, and the first thing I logged in my notes, in my qualitative notes, was the over-punishment. And what struck me was when the girls kept saying that we were targeted and touched inappropriately, and then we were punished for what happened to us. Mm-hmm. And one of the young ladies said that I was essentially sitting in my seat and the boy touched me inappropriately. And so I told him to stop. And then he touched me again and I told him to stop. And I went and told the teacher. And then the teacher essentially told, you know, reprimanded both of them. As if both were doing it. So the third time he touched her inappropriately, she hit him. And so the teacher removed her from class and sent her to one of the leaders on campus. But there was another young lady who didn't like what was going on, so she stuck up for that young lady. She defended her. And so she was sent out of class. The school leader was processing, and we all do processing, and you know, how'd you feel and what was going on. And what the young lady said is, I felt disrespected and dishonored, and the teacher didn't even want to hear my side. And so the school leader was processing and processing and processing. And for me, I had enough. I just said, this is over processing. There's a situation. And I said, excuse me, I'm not attempting to interrupt, but I actually need for you to go take care of this.
And when you heard that and kind of gathered your data, what next? What were you going to do?
So one of the things I wanted to do in the campaign is make people aware that this is going on, because I was so surprised to see that people do not understand the plight of Black girls. And if they do, I'm not sure if they appreciate it. And so our biggest thing after listening is to continue to have like youth forums, conversations at schools, to talk to girls and then the teachers and the counselors and the advisors that support girls, and to kind of really begin to create a think tank. Because one thing that I learned is we need other, in particular, women leaders and then non-women leaders to actually come together and look at ways that we are supporting girls. So listening and then making the issue and the concern heard amongst the community. So that was step one. And then step two, what I'm trying to do, and we'll see how this goes, is I really believe in having a commission on the status of girls. So I proposed that to a principal. I'm waiting to see what he says, but I'm going to follow up this week to say, I gave you the idea, you liked it, but how about if primarily girls and some older adults come together and they talk about these issues, they come up with strategies and an action plan, they present it to the principal and leadership, and then we implement that over the course of a year and then test to see if we actually accomplish what we said we're going to accomplish.
Mm. So even the adult world right now, right, is wrestling with this issue. What are you hoping these girls will learn now at a young age that will help them into adulthood?
So I have a daughter, and I've raised nephews. And what I know about, there comes a period in your life where the young people teach. They teach the older people. Because we've been in a particular generation where Some things have been seen as all right, and they're not all right. And so what I'm hoping for is that as the young people begin to teach, it's the best teacher for adults, because sometimes as peers to peers, we don't want to be chastised or we don't want to be pointed out. But I think what we can do is we can create a culture of learning and understanding and support, and it makes it okay and safe for the adults to say, actually, this is not tolerable. But not only that, we're going to teach you what is the right behavior. So one of the things I'm very interested in doing is to have workshops on what it means to be an ally, but also what it means to change your behavior. Because I can say, just in my own experience here, there have been things that have been said that appear to be a joke, and they're not a joke, and it feels uncomfortable. But I think women have to teach men. I've seen workshops where men are going in and they're teaching men, which there's this notion when you're doing this work of change and this work of diversity and transformational work that white folks would teach white folks, you know, women would teach women, men would teach men. But I don't know if I accept that premise totally, because if the person who's being harmed is not getting in the room with the person who is either unconsciously or consciously doing the harm, how do you know the impact of the harm? So I think men have to be open to women coming in and talking about the impact of harm. I think if we're an educational institution, then the first folks that have to be willing to be educated are those who say that we are teachers. And I believe in lifelong learning. I believe in change and evolution. And I think when the youth tell the story, it is going to make a huge difference on how we shift behavior, particularly adult behavior.